speaker stands up to talk like this, to tell you like God here. Rumi will talk for God to explain some stuff that you should remember exactly how he explained it. Yes.
Choice is the salt of devotion.
Means what? To you, nothing, because today they promote not having the salt and that kind of stuff, but in times of Rumi, no food tastes good. The first thing they need is the salt. And the salt was not sold in 7-Elevens and Safeways and stuff like that. Salt should be carried from the desert to the city, and it was not easy to get. So its importance should be clear here. But Rumi put it where? The choice is the salt of a prayer. For you, it should be the sauce of the prayer, not the salt, because you're ready with that. If not,
otherwise, this celestial sphere revolves involuntarily.
Aha! This is the trick. Okay, everybody knows that the galaxies turn around, right? And everything is turning around up to subatomic particles. Why? A super good question, right? Here, Rumi will put it in this sentence in a very strange way. We come back to it, yes? Then?
Its revolution is neither reward nor punishment, for free will is a merit at the time of the reckoning.
What was explained here? Please, you tell me.
Me?
Yes? Something which we explained several times, and I'm ready to talk about it another 1,000 times. There is only one thing which will explain a real human being. There is only one thing which is expected from you. Responsibility, standing up and being responsible for what you do. This is what he explained. He said, look around you. All these galaxies are turning around. Nobody will applaud. Nobody will say good. Nobody will say bad. And they are not going to be rewarded, because that's all they could do. All the animals, they kill other animals. They kill their own children. Nobody will say why, because they don't know the difference. The only fellow who could do something or not is this lady. Therefore, she should be responsible. We are given the choice, therefore we are responsible. In the stuff we have no choice, we are not responsible. Am I responsible about my height, my genetic stuff? No. It happened just like that. I'm responsible for one, for my attitude, what I had the choice. I choose to do this, not that. That is the essence, and this is the first thing that God is telling Moses in this story. Rumi, with the mouth of God, is telling you that, remember, it's choice. And because you have choice, you are responsible. The animals, they have no choice. There is no responsibility for them. Yes?
All created beings indeed are glorifiers. That compulsory glorification is not wayfaring.
Mm-hmm. Every single particle in the universe is following the law of the nature. And nobody will say, bravo, what a good particle you are, or what a bad particle. There is nothing for that. They just do it because they have to do it. That comes up to the monkey. They do it because they have to. But I am the exception. I'm the exception or not? I could decide. I could even kill myself. Yes, we are that animal. Therefore, our responsibility counts. Yes?
Put a sword in his hand. Pull him away from weakness, so that he may become a holy warrior or a brigand.
Let's go back to your brain that was asking that. Why this silly god wants to give everything to everyone who is decided? Because that's how you change. First of all, you don't change because of the instrument. I give you a knife. You could become a cook. You could become a killer. Knife is good or bad? Neither. You are doing good or bad. The instrument, if the instrument was counted, I will not teach you. I go around the universe and try to find one or two qualified fellows who are... Is it that way? No. I bring it out, I hand it to you. You will decide to follow this path or go the opposite. That's what the choice is, yes?
Because we have honored man by free will. Half is honeybee, half is snake. The true believers are a store of honey like the bee. The infidels, in sooth, are a store of poison like the snake. Because the true believer ate choice herbs, so that like a bee, his spittle became life. Again, the infidel drank sherbet of filthy water. Accordingly, from his nourishment, poison appeared in him. Those inspired by God are the fountains of life. Those allured by the enticements of sensuality are the poison of death.
Yeah, with a big difference, because this last verse was all in Arabic. So Rumi knows that the Persian, they have difficulties to read it even, but listening to it somehow will do it, because of the rhyme and all that. But what was all that? All are the explanation of free will, because that's the subject here. We look at the fellow who is in a very awful situation, a very bad condition of life. Do we expect that fellow to become the best educated fellow? Of course not. We are all different, on different levels. And there are so many different instruments. You are thinking about finding the instrument of enrichment. Remember, you want to be rich. Here you will say, this instrument could help you and could ruin you. You should understand. And never blame the instrument. It depends on you, how you use it, because it's not only instrument. Is the free will. This is what we should correct. Yes?
In the world, this praise and well done and bravo are in virtue of free will and watchful attention. All profligates, when they are in prison, become devout and ascetic and invokers of God.
Mm-hmm. This is something that you see in all documentaries. When they go and they talk with the people in the prison, you see clean fellows like that, which have no negative attitude. Why? Because they're in prison and they have no power. even in the prison. Give them a little bit power, you will see the change. Have you seen the documentaries of these guys, the mafiosi? When they go into prison, they're powerful. Because a lot of their bosses, they lived in the prison for years. So you will see them different. In the prison, everybody is prisoner. But some of them, they walk like that, and you see the nasty face in them. Here, Rumi will say, you know what? Let me tell you, there is these two different fields. There are the people who are inspired by hap. They are the people who are inspired by reality. These are two different people. The fellow who is thinking about hap doesn't think about the power, doesn't need the power, and the power will not rot him. The other one will. Yes?
When the power is gone, the work becomes unsaleable. Take heed lest doom seize the capital. The power is like profit-earning capital. Hark, watch over the moment of power and observe. Man rides on the steed of we have honored. The reins of free will are in the hand of his intelligence.
What a good explanation, actually. Because translating it is really impossible. First of all, he uses one word for normally the animal that you are riding. But because that normally the animal that the people were riding was the donkey, so it's somehow the stupidity is there. Kheng, in Persian language, now ask any Iranian will tell you it's stupid. But normally, in the literature, Kheng is that animal that you are riding. And when they are in the literature, they are writing about them, I don't know, a very good hero. Yes, he is on top of the Kheng. But their king doesn't mean ass, it means the best horse. Means the driving machine somehow. The stupid driving machine, something like that. And Rumi will say, that one is karamna. Means he treated us somehow, he gave us something. So we are riding on what? Why do you think you're better than a monkey? Because you're riding on something, right? Which is culture. Isn't it? We are riding the culture. He said, that culture is karamna, and we have the choice in hand here to lead these machine, this driving machine, or this horse to somewhere. And this is something sharp that Rumi has to stop the paragraph for this. Yes?
Once more did Moses admonish him kindly, saying, the thing thou desirest will make thy face pale. Abandon this vain passion and be afraid of God. The devil has schooled thee for the purpose of deception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's happening here? Let's think about this story. The story is he created a stupid fellow who wants to know something. And asking for knowledge doesn't look bad. Right? And he wants to learn the languages. Oh, this is very good, right? Remember that. Not necessarily. This is something you should understand. Whatever looks good to you today, tomorrow is different. Whatever looks good to you in Vancouver, in Canada is different. Whatever looks good on the earth, somewhere